Welcome back. I'm Dan Idem. The veterans' health care system still has some major problems. Wait times are excessive at many facilities, and poor-performing employees are rarely held accountable. Now, too many veterans wait too long to receive the benefits that they have earned. The scandals of the last couple of years have eroded the trust of many veterans, and VA must continue to prove that it's up to the task of serving those who have nobly served their nation. With us to talk all about it today is Dale Barnett. He is the National Commander of the American Legion. And Commander Barnett, a pleasure having you on the program. Let's jump right into it. I know, as I mentioned, there have been some scandals and some problems. So tell us why the American Legion still believes the VA is still needed.
Well, the VA is needed because veterans have unique health care concerns. And the VA has probably been on the cutting edge of many of the technologies that address the unique needs of veterans. However, as you mentioned, there's been a number of scandals. And any organization as large as the VA are going to have scandals. And I think you could look at your own Tennessee health care facilities and hospitals, and at times there are problems. It only takes one bad apple to make the whole basket seem rotten. But we're going to work closely with the VA to address the issues. We go out, we look at VA hospitals across the nation. We look at the regional offices. We look at ways that our VA can best serve our veterans. And tomorrow I'll be meeting with the VA secretary in a special Blue Ribbon Commission meeting. And we're going to talk about ways that we can continue to improve the experience at veterans at our VA healthcare facilities.
Commander, maybe talk more about that. You're going to have that discussion. And how does the American Legion feel that the VA can be improved?
Well, one thing that certainly we were in support of the rollout of the CHOICE program, because we think that veterans that cannot receive a timely employment our appointment with the VA healthcare provider, that they ought to be able to outsource that. Great idea. Unfortunately, what we've seen is a number of our providers are not being paid in a timely manner. And I've already given a heads up to the VA that I want to address this tomorrow. My findings is that the industry standard for payment to those providers is 80% within 30 days. That's pretty much an industry standard. However, we're finding in many cases it's closer to 25-30% are being paid within 30 days. And what happens when you don't pay people in a timely manner? They don't want to do business with the VA. So we're going to address that tomorrow. We're going to continue to address our modernizing our telephone system so our veterans get served by the appointment system, and they get treated as a veteran, as a customer. We're going to continue to address issues of appeals time, claims time. All these are things that it's an evolution that continues. We need to make sure that we keep the veteran first.
Now, Commander, while navigating the VA system, is there any way that veterans can and get some assistance?
Absolutely, and I'm glad you asked that question. We have a network of service officers across the nation. You don't have to be a member of the American Legion to get this assistance. If you go to a local VA, they have and they ask for the service officers, they can point you in that direction. Or you can go on our website at legion.org. And there's a section that lists the service officer providers in your section. And I will tell you, as a veteran, that's the best advice that you could give anybody, is to go to a service officer. Because sometimes, as any government agency, the paperwork it can be complicated and it can be complex. And we're always looking for ways to reduce that. But that service officer is trained to make sure that paperwork is filled out accurately the first time and that you get a positive experience with the VA.
Again, more information at legion.org, O-R-G. And Dale Barnett, National Commander of the American Legion, we appreciate your time and your information today, sir.
Well, thank you, Dan, and thank you for allowing us to address issues that help veterans, because they've earned that with that sacred bond they made to provide the support and do whatever was necessary in their life to protect our freedoms.
Have a great day, Commander.
Thank you, Dan.